Please cancel school, Pembroke Elementary, Pembroke Elementary, Pembroke! Wow! No school!
Oh, great.
Snow day. All right, we have to get this fired up. Hey, babe, why don't we use the adult creamer today?
It's like quarantine all over again.
Oh, it's like quarantine all over again. What? He'll be fine. 10 minutes.
Dad, let's go build a snowman.
It's not the right kind of snow. You can't even pack it in, so we can't.
Jackson said him and his dad built a snowman.
Well, Jackson's dad has had a lot of snow days. He hasn't had a job in 6 months, so plenty of time to practice.
You still a fan of the snow, or are you done now?
It's fun for about 45 minutes the first time of the year.
Done
and then
now.
It's brown and it's sloshy, and it's usually near the bottom of my pants.
We came back to town to a bunch of snow.
Yeah.
It's gray, it's brown.
It's gray. It's
melt
brown.
Already.
Yes, neutrals. Also, how does the plane land? Like, the tarmac yesterday was covered in snow. It's like, did we just land an airplane going 400 miles an hour?
I'm sure they're rolling the dice every time. Let's see.
It should stop.
Do you do this as an adult? You're like, you know what? We should go sledding sometime, like the good old days. And then it snows, you're like, I'm not about to.
Yeah, no, wait. I forgot how cold it would be and how wet and disgusting it would be afterwards.
I will hurt myself.
Yeah.
We're back to the correct opinions. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. Met a few recties over the weekend.
Mm.
Great people, the recties.
We did.
We have a great episode. We've been all over the place since we last spoke. So enjoy this episode. Thanks so much. And we'll be right back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
We have made it back. First little run of the year. It was great. West Coast-ish.
That first show, I feel like we both kind of experienced the same thing. Two things that I noticed happened. One, it just felt so fresh. We hadn't done this in like 3 weeks. Like those first few laughs, it's like, dang, this is fun.
Yeah.
This is really fun. And I feel like it also felt more of a performance. Like you kind of, it's easy to kind of get in a rhythm. You know, you do 10 shows in 12 days and it's like, you're still having fun up there. You're still performing it, but it's, you get more in a rhythm. And this was like, I'm having to really think about what comes next.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really like delivering the jokes. It just felt a little different that first Boise show.
It did. Boise was fantastic. I was of course worried with all this Omicron-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Like we were talking phone calls like, or, you know, is it going to be okay? But everyone showed up. People are worried about that old Omicron. Well, people who didn't show up, I think, just have Omicron.
Yeah, truly.
Probably people there with Omicron.
Definitely. But good thing it's cold symptoms.
Yep.
And yeah, everybody showed up in Utah.
Which, by the way, I have a terrible cold right now. So
that's okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm doing good, baby.
How is the throat doing? Because you were doing some sort of inhaler a lot.
Yeah, I'm getting judged. Well, because I am a vocalist, dude, I have...
Calm down.
I went to a little voice doctor and got all these warm-ups and stuff. So, you know, now you hear, you know, whenever you see those weird clips of singers and stuff, they're going,
you're like, me, 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 me.
That can't do anything. Well, apparently it does. And now I'm that guy and I have a, a nebulizer, in layman's terms, a vape, I think, of vape that's good for your vocal cords. And I'm just in there like,
tonight was sick.
Tonight was sick.
Tonight was a short film.
Yeah. Well,
tonight was an 8mm film movie. Yeah, I heard you one day in our Airbnb, wherever we were at, wherever I DoorDashed the Frosted Flakes, and I, from the basement, heard some strange noises coming from you, and I was like, must be the vocal okay. warm-ups.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Hope so. Yeah, again, we have another shower situation. Yeah, Katie and Trey went to the basement, and all I hear is,
did we ever talk about the burpee situation? Where we were at, like, the Portland or Sacramento show?
Oh, we had a nice burpee run where you'd walk into my dressing room. I might be doing burpees on you.
Or you never walk into the dressing room because you're so terrified of the noises coming out. And then 15 minutes later, you find out, oh, they were doing burpees.
Oh, thank God. We talked about how there was a cold water only in a venue.
Oh, yeah. So we definitely talked about that. Okay. Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the shower. Because last I heard was, yeah, it was like, then, Katie is going in the shower. Do not come out of your dressing room. Yeah, okay. So I was like, okay, I won't.
Yeah.
Next thing I know.
And then the burpees in the dressing room. You just kind of walk by and you just hear, one, two, three, come on. We can do 20.
Hey, five more.
We can do 20. All
right. I was like
oh, because we had to ask. Whatever, you know, it's pre-show routines is pre-show routine.
I don't know. It helps his throat. I don't know. Because we had individual dressing rooms, but there was no, like, the walls didn't go to the ceiling. So it was pretty open air, easy to hear everything. So I was like, look, I'm going to go take a walk. Anybody need anything?
No. We're good.
Oh, we're doing just fine in here.
We got one more round of that. One more round. We're doing burpees, man. Come on in.
So anyway, yeah, I heard the vocal warm-ups a few days ago, but it's fine. It's good.
Yep. Boise, California.
San Jose, San Diego.
And then the crown jewel, Salt Lake City.
Most people we've ever performed for in a night.
Yep.
1,800 back-to-back.
Yeah, they've sold out two shows. They're amazing. It's just, I haven't really immersed myself in the culture of Utah before.
No.
Like you can at a show.
The closest
that.
I've come is and, VR.
You meet people. I met so many Trevins and Estens and
Vale.
I made a guy named Dimps.
Yeah, that was real. I was like,
good guys, man.
His name is Dimps, like Dimples.
All of them were married. All of them had at least five children. It all lines up. They're very nice people. The most respectful crowd you'll ever come across.
Oh, so silent, like during the setup of your jokes.
It kind of made me feel weird.
I was like, are you guys having a good time? See, as soon as the joke was over, then it's like, I mean, just silence.
Yeah.
But, so respectful.
But not a louder response to the punchline or to, like, cheers. Like, when I came out to start my set, I mean, the applause was number one, loudest ever.
Yeah.
And then they kind of come down off applauding. I'm like, thanks for being on. I'm like, I can't wait to, I got a lot to talk to y'all about tonight. And you just hear 2,000 people just that quiet. Like,
These are the most respectful people on the planet right now.
Sometimes you're after performing, you got a little burp coming up. So you're kind of...
Yes,
you're kind of like... You got to find a spot to kind of say a punchline and then maybe move away from the mic a little bit and you're going
to... Yes, you know, dude. I always wonder if people can notice.
Or sometimes you got to give a little... So you got to kind of move the way.
Definitely. I average probably 3 to 4 burps per set and you got to figure out when to do them.
And I forgot Salt Lake's at elevation. So I came out hot on my first show, on my first set, and 15 minutes in, I had a moment where I was like, and then
you guys having a good time?
And then I tried to do this, like, trying to tell the joke kind of for dramatic effect. But really, I was just trying to, like,
suck an air.
I had, like, a moment of, like, oh my gosh, I can't breathe. And then I regrouped. I did. But it was a great time.
Oh, it was so fun. What's
your favorite moment of this run?
Favorite moment was probably the time I asked the guy what his name was, and he said, Jesus. That was so fun. Like, I know that name exists, but I'd never seen it in the wild. And the fact that I got to just poke fun of it and just treat him like he was Jesus Christ himself for 20 minutes was so fun. So that was a memory for me, is Jesus in San Jose. Hmm. What about you?
Sure. It was probably the Salt Lake show when I was doing some crowd stuff, and it just, like, you couldn't, it was exactly what you thought it would be, where I called on someone, their names were like, what I say, Esten and Kat or something, mm-hmm. and they were married. They met on a Mormon dating site. They've been married for 4 years and had like 5 kids. I was like, I don't even know how that's possible, just biologically. But
well,
that was great.
Multiple wives. There's your math problem for you.
Total, yeah. And yeah, it was a great time. COVID didn't stop us. Which, speaking of, I saw a headline that said Australia is, quote, just going to let COVID rip. Can you believe that?
They said, bombs away, brother.
Yeah.
Let COVID rip.
It's funny because there was just the Djokovic debacle, right?
Yes.
The best tennis player in the world. He's an anti-vax guy. He's like, I'm not getting this vaccine. They're like, come play in the Australian Open. But Australia requires a vaccine. And so they're like, but he's like, but I'm really good at tennis. They're like, all right. Well, let's see what we can do. And so I think they have a vaccine rule, but then the country has surpassed vaccine targets because they literally make you do it. And they say, we're now going to live with it.
Let it rip.
So if we ever lock down, we go over to Australia. It's funny because Australia was like kind of martial law and some people shutting things down. And now yeah. they're like, let's just, you know, party, man.
Yeah.
We've got to be very close to that announcement in America. You would think. We've had so like, many waves.
Let it run.
Everybody's sat there just like, let's just let it run. I mean, we basically are. We just did 5 shows in front of 1,000 people.
I would like to see them say, just like, hey, take the masks off on the airplane. Let's just let it go.
Ooh, when do you think that'll happen? No more masks on airplanes.
It's tough to say. Maybe this summer.
I think by the end of the year.
You think end of the year?
I don't know. just whenever this... Eventually, COVID will simmer down, and they'll let us take them off, I would imagine. But
my theory is once we get to the end of the Greek alphabet, they can't start over. Then it's just like, all right, that's all the variants. We're done now with this disease.
That's how it works.
I think once you get to the end, it's like, all right.
The flight attendants, they have the... I've seen a lot with this mesh mask.
Mesh mask.
Where you can kind of see their mouth through the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Is that... It's very common, I'll notice. You've seen a lot of people. Is that a real mask, or is that a full-on... fake mask? Because I've just seen my Delta flight attendant and I can see his mouth through his mask. This is like a mesh.
You wouldn't, I mean, I don't know. You know that I did get my undergrad degree in, you know, respiratory diseases. So I know quite a bit, but you wouldn't think that mesh would be a strong suppressor of disease if you could see through it. I don't know. Weren't you saying yesterday they won't even let you like wear buffs on an airplane, right? That's not like a good enough mask.
I've been on some flights where I feel like they say it, but those gator ones where you just kind of like,
yeah,
you just put like pantyhose over your mouth.
Look like you're about to rob a bank.
They're like, you have to put on an actual mask. Right. The rob a bank thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a flight attendant this week. I don't know why this bothered me so much. Like, people are still boarding the airplane. We've got a while to go before we even taxi off. And she's like, sir, you need to put your phone in airplane mode.
Like, oh, I never do that. Do you do
right
that
now? No. Well, then I felt like I was in eighth grade again. I was hiding my cell phone from her. Anytime she'd walk back, I like put it down.
I read, so I've looked this up because, you know, some of these people are, some of the attendants are passionate about the airplane mode.
Yeah, they do. That's their hill they want to die
like,
on.
They'll like walk past me and see that I'm on TikTok or something. Like, sir, you got to put that up. I'm like, excuse you.
I have all these TikToks downloaded, actually. Yeah. I'm on offline mode.
Yeah, I have, jokes on you, I have Charlie D'Amelio's TikTok saved in a folder.
Excuse me, sir, can you come with me?
Yeah, can you come with us? That is actually a whole other infraction.
That's
actually
way worse than the airplane mode thing.
I'm like, number one, don't look at my phone, but also I looked this up and so I think decades ago that mattered with some technology thing, and now it's like it absolutely doesn't. Why are they still telling us this?
And it's like, hey, well, you know, if we're in the air, we don't want the text messages coming through like interfering with the radio frequencies. It's like, no one has service 35,000 feet up in, like, we're not gonna be able to do anything,
right?
We just want to have this and have fun until we get up in the air.
I'm very baffled why they still have us do that, because it doesn't matter at all.
I think it's crazy that our cell phones have an entire feature called airplane mode. You know, it's like when I started seeing a Netflix button on a remote. It's like, this is pretty serious.
Yeah, they've made it.
Yeah.
Airplanes have...
Good for them.
Yeah. Everyone knows about airplanes.
Everyone, you say airplane, and everyone knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's when you know you've made it.
That's good for them.
Yeah. There's no correct opinions mode.
No. There's not a train mode. Mm-mm. Some people, they don't even know what that is. Airplane mode. They have branded. They're in the right spot.
What's train mode?
I don't know. Have at it. Use your phone normally, I guess. Mm-hmm. But talk about trending upwardly. airplanes.
Yeah.
Good trajectory.
Good investment.
Nobody keeps saying things that go up in the air. Good. They got a good flight ahead of them.
Speaking of COVID stuff, we got I think Uber, their algorithm's so good because they keep giving me Ubers that just make me want to jump out of the vehicle.
We've got a few to talk about this week.
We just had one. It was on the way to the airport. I'm always crabby on the last flight home because it's just like, you've done all these shows and I'm just like, time to go home. Get me home.
The Chiefs play tonight.
And so we have a very direct flight. Thank the Lord. Salt Lake City. We're on the way. Of course, Salt Lake City. It's January. It's 20 degrees. 8 in the morning.
You're seeing a lot of breath.
Getting an Uber and we start kind of heading out the hotel parking lot into some city streets. All four windows are cracked. So I'm kind of like, don't love this. It's 20 degrees. Okay. And then we start flying down the highway and we got to sit three deep in the back.
I'm doing the thing where I'm trying to figure out, like, now the wind is going to hit my hair. It's going to mess it up. How do I want it to be messed up? Do I want to hit it to the front? Do I want to hit it to the back?
Yeah.
I was doing that.
You know what? I actually have a cowlick back here. So you kind of,
if I could just get it. Yeah. I was literally doing that in the back.
Me, you, and Katie, three deep because no one can sit shotgun because, you know, you can get Omicron there, but not adjacent to him. And they crack the door. And so, it's whipping me in the face. 20. So, hey, we just roll the window up. And he goes, he pops it up a centimeter and it's still cracked.
It's still a little centimeter. Cracked.
I'm like, oh, you didn't go all the way. He's like, what? And he starts to play dumb. I'm like, oh,
he didn't go all the way up.
The window's still partly open. He's like, what?
I think he just kind of just went silent, kind of. He just, like, didn't respond.
And I go, roll the window up, please. He goes, well, I've got to keep... He sounded like a professional Uber driver. He goes, I have to keep the cabin vented, sir.
And you go, it's 20 degrees
and
outside.
I just go, it's 20 degrees. You're going 80 miles an hour.
And, oh, you just missed your exit, too.
And then he missed his exit. So we left the windows down. I presume it was a COVID-related venting, which, that's how we beat it. And
one Uber at a time.
Sir, you have three strangers in your backseat.
We're about to go to the airport.
We're about
to get on an unventilated airplane with 200 other people.
Well, it can't be that unvented, right? If we were in an unvented cabin, we'd all asphyxiate.
There's a lot of oxygen in the air. Yeah. They get it from somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's coming in and out.
I remember reading somewhere, like, if you were in a coffin, you'd still have, like, hours.
Ooh.
So just FYI. Better get an Apple Watch, I'll tell you that. I'll get you out of there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you Apple the coordinates. Watch. Apple Watch. The commercials are getting... Yeah, it was a new one.
What was the new one? It was
the guy who fell off his bike in the woods.
Oh, yeah. He is unconscious and unresponsive. His coordinates are...
37.43.
Apple Watch. He was dead upon arrival. But they found the remains.
They had no problem finding his dead carcass.
Yeah.
It was right where the watch was. He was so dead.
Yeah.
He fell off the bike really hard. Uh-huh. He was not wearing a helmet. He was only wearing a watch. Yeah. He was actually a nudist biker. It was creeping most of the locals out.
It was weird.
This commercial's gone on for 2 minutes. Is this good? Does this make you want to get an Apple Watch now? Yeah, that was so funny.
You're just like, we're just like at a poppin' bar watching NFL football, and all of a sudden it's like, 911, what's your emergency?
Very creepy music.
Mm-hmm.
Light piano. Yeah, Trey was joking. Just the end. It's like got end credits to the commercial. His body was never found. The 911 call. We had that. But yeah, we never found anything.
We called 911 for them, which is cool. But
it turns out 40 meters is a pretty big standard deviation. We couldn't find him anywhere. So I don't know.
Oh.
Apple Watch. Yeah. Okay, so that Uber sucked. But the night before was turned into an all-timer. It starts off. We get an Uber from Salt Lake City venue. To go to our hotel that night. And right away, the guys, let me just set the scene. The vibe is, charging cables I think you could power a computer that's going to do Bitcoin mining with the amount of electricity he had in the backseat. Cables going everywhere. And they're wrapped in like glow stick fluorescent, lights.
Yeah.
So it is a vibe. We got EDM going in there. The hand sanitizer has a light in it to make the hand sanitizer look bright pink. It's like, oh my gosh, this is intense. Right away, the guy's a younger guy. He seems kind of cool. He just seems like normal. He's easy to talk to. What's up, guys? You see a show tonight? Trey and I are just being coy. Like, yeah, we did. Oh, was it good? Yeah, we had a good time. And then Katie's like, they were the performers. And so he's like, oh, okay, nice. It was a comedy show. Yeah, good, whatever. He's like, so you guys must travel around a lot. Yeah, we do a fair amount of traveling. all right, guys, I want to know, what's your craziest Uber story ever? So I'm like, okay, this is kind of fun. This is different. He's taking an interest in what we do. And Trey and I are kind of trying to brainstorm. It's like, you know, I do feel like we talk on the podcast a lot about Ubers, but they're not that crazy. It's just like slight annoyances or whatever. He's like, oh, you guys have a podcast? We're like, yeah, we, you know, it's part of what we do. He's like, oh, wait, so your podcast is where you talk about Uber drivers? We're like, no. It's just like, you know, we just talk about like our week.
Yeah, it's like a weekly podcast about Ubers.
Yeah.
This week on our Uber. Nice guy.
Anyway, I don't think he heard me say, no, that's not what it, like, I think he already had in his head, like, these guys podcast about Uber drivers. Let me give them a show, baby. And then turned into the worst 15 minutes of my life. Even Katie. I've never heard Katie say a bad word about anybody. We get out of that Uber and she goes, what was that?
Yeah. That's why we, when people are like, so what were you doing at the show tonight? We just go, we were just stagehands or something. Because every now and then you get some weirdo where you're like, we performed night, we did comedy. Like, you do comedy.
Ooh, comedy. Ooh, all right. Well, let me write a few jokes past you.
Yeah, just like, then they're telling this bizarre story and then he's bragging. And then he's like, this guy was like, yeah, I drive Uber for a little while. And, you know, I mean, I can't tell how many women have asked me to have different sexual experiences with them.
Escapades with him.
And we're just like,
all right.
That, one, that's not true. And two, stop telling me. I mean, I'm never going to do this probably because I'm not this bold, but I just want to be like, you know what, man? Stop. Dude, we don't want to hear about this. You're also making these, like, I had to tell, I was like, I'm married, I've got an Uber, and this girl was like, please, I'll
pay you $100. Please.
Come in here. He's like, he's like, don't be wrong, she was attractive, but, you know, I'm a married man, I couldn't do it, so I'm telling her, no, I got to.
Then I wake up, her sister's with her. I say, well, what are you guys doing here? They say, you want to have some fun? And I'm like, guys, I can't.
They take one look at the charging cables and they're like, what has this guy got
next
going
thing you
on?
Know they want to charge my cable. Yeah. And I'm like, ladies,
married, I've got to Uber.
I have a fluorescent green wedding ring.
You see me, you think this Prius drives itself? It will soon, but I've got to get some money.
Yeah, basically the whole thing started off with me and Trey being like, you know, that's a fun question, but I don't think we have anything that crazy. And then he goes, this is what I knew, we were off to nowhere good. He goes, you want to hear some of my craziest stories? And I don't think we said yes. I think he's like, all right, first one that comes to mind is, we're like, oh geez. And then he just, story after story of like these women who are so attracted to him based off his career, I can only assume, because you only see the back of him and he's got a mask on.
Yeah,
so it's like, I'm just so attracted to the vibe and your career.
Just know any guy who ever describes women just pleading to be with them, that's not a thing that's ever happened. They're just getting out of the car like, sir, I want to give you 5 stars
and 5 hours with me.
What please, do you say? Please. Dude, and Katie's so nice. I just, when some of these guys get going, I just let them keep going. And
yeah, Trey tuned out.
I tune out. And Katie's so nice, so she's going,
Katie and I took turns going, that is crazy.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow, they really said that. Huh.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my gosh.
But he showed us because me and Jake went to the hotel with him.
Couldn't resist, I will say, actually. Next thing I know, I was on his pull-out couch, and there wasn't a lot of pulling out going on. Just kidding. Sorry. We can bleep that out. Sorry.
Let's just say, we went up, yeah. We couldn't resist. He got out of work early, and everything in his apartment was light up. Not just the chargers. He's truly a man of, he's like Ryan Gosling in Crazy Stupid Love, just with more neon.
He gave me a lift on top of him. Mm. I couldn't help it.
Didn't help.
Look at his job.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
5 stars.
Oh, it was so bad. It was worse than any other version, just how badly he was trying to impress us. And honestly, he might be listening now, and maybe this is his wake-up call. Hey.
Maybe.
Have more social awareness. Don't talk about women that way, especially if you're married.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thanks.
All right. We're back.
We're back.
Back on the podcast.
Yep. Okay. We're going to listen to a word from our sponsors.
Maybe a couple words.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well,
Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, another fun part about this week and these shows is one of the funniest things that Trey has ever said that makes me laugh all the time. I think we told this story on the podcast, was when we were outside of the airport, this man in like a top hat and a trench coat holding a briefcase. He's like, excuse me, gentlemen. And he's like, is this the train to Chicago? And it was so funny. He leaves and Trey was like, I think that man is a time traveler.
I mean, he had a trench coat on and a fedora.
Fedora.
It was bizarre.
It was just so unique. It was such an interesting 5-second phenomenon that we witnessed. And anyway.
Katie was like, no. And he's like, who let her speak? We're like, dude, whoa, where are you from?
Easy, easy, easy. Yeah. Well, this week I called on a guy who's doing some crowd work during a show in San Diego. And you know, a lot of people in the front row, like, they have usually pretty like nice jobs. They're, you know, about front row tickets. And so you kind of get used to the answers. And I was like, what do you do, sir? He said, I work on the railroad. And I was like, really?
It's honest work.
Yeah, it's good. Must have calloused hands. Mm-hmm. Must be nice. And yeah, it was just amazing. I asked him later, I was like, so you and your wife, you look very happy together. You've been together, wow, 18 years. What's your secret, man? He's like, I have a beard. I was like, wow, okay. This guy really is from the 1700s. Yeah,
just people that run. I'm a blacksmith.
Just saying, I jobs make things out of leather.
Jobs that don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I use anvils.
I'm a cashier at Amazon.
Yeah. Not I take bathroom job. Breaks in at Amazon. Yeah. That doesn't exist, sir.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but he's like, I have a beard. Work. And so, yeah, that was great. He's like, I make things out of leather, and my wife makes me sandwiches. We were very happy together.
You picked on a guy named Jesus, which is so cool how the Hispanic people are just like, just straight up name our kids Jesus. Yeah. What would you do if you met a white family and they're like, this is Jesus?
Is that allowed? Like, can you name the kid like, Hitler?
Not cool, but Jesus is, you just throw a little different. If you call him, like, Heitler, it's because the Jesus is like Jesus is how I guess it's always been pronounced. It's what they say. But, you know, I think people hear Jesus and they're like, oh, that was a pretty baller way to announce, to pronounce the name or announce it.
They announce the name that way. I like the idea of being like, wait, your name's Heitler? It's like, yeah, it was before, you know, I was born before he was like really that big. It's like, you're 28. No, you weren't.
Do you think there's some Hitlers out there and surely they changed it? Or maybe some are just like, you know what? I'm not defined by my great, great grandfather's actions. Adam Hitler. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, you must go by Adam? Hitler, actually. Mr. Hitler.
Yeah.
Please call me Mr. Hitler. Oh. Yeah. So that's too bad. Maybe. But anyway, speaking of the railroad, have you seen that picture that's going viral? Or like the story that's going viral of just the railroad pirates in California?
Railroad pirates.
The Somalians. What will they come up with next?
Yeah. They are a crafty folk.
Actually, I guess it's Somalians. People are just, I think it's meth heads.
There's just Amazon package trains, and they're just like,
they figured out, hey, these
give
have
us this.
Christmas present. Every day is Christmas when you find the Amazon train.
No idea trains were carrying my Amazon packages.
Yeah.
I never know what trains are carrying at all.
I don't even know what a train is because there's no button on my phone.
Yeah.
I don't
think they exist.
Yeah, if you don't know, I guess there's these trains that all they do is just carry, you know, presents to little boys and girls, you know, kind of the Santa sleigh of supply chain. And people have found out when these trains come by, they will just hijack the train somehow. Which, what kind of door locking mechanisms are we using in these trains?
I know. I think the train is just like stopping for a bathroom break or something. And
the train is?
Yeah.
The automated train's like, I can't hold it any longer.
Need a leak.
Thomas is stopping.
Pop on there.
Yeah, they pop on. And I guess they just have a frenzy, just opening up boxes, stealing whatever's in there. And then they just are done with the boxes. They just throw them outside of the tracks. And it's created quite the disgusting scene. I mean, it's just, I don't even know how a train gets through all this garbage.
Yeah.
But then again, it's tough to distinguish that from most of the rest of Los Angeles, so it doesn't really stand out that much.
It's just...
It's a great city if you love camping.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have been down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, where's all this happening? Oh, it's that area with all the cardboard. You're going to have to be more specific. Yeah. Is this downtown LA?
Is this downtown?
What part of downtown LA has all the cardboard?
Yeah, I don't know. There's, you know, under a bridge, not really. The weather's nice. They don't need to be under a bridge.
Yeah. It's like it's by all the sun. Drug addicts. It still doesn't help.
They're always in the sun. They cracked a box full of sunscreen. And
they're doing just fine.
This guy's on a surfboard over there. I didn't know Amazon sold that. They sold everything.
Yeah, they got. He's riding the train on top of it with a surfboard. Yeah. It looks amazing. He's got an Oculus VR headset on. Yeah. He truly thinks he's surfing somewhere else.
He found a mortgage note. He's literally living in an apartment.
Yeah, it's an interesting scene.
But joke's on them. And what do I get from Amazon? I get weird products Katie likes and books and toothpaste. I don't get anything from me, man.
Really?
No.
I bet you could if you ordered something. I bet they would send it to you. Well, pirates, actually.
Oh,
I don't know.
Pirates. Absolutely. If they want to jack my stuff, they're not getting anything cool.
Yeah, you're getting a vape for a vocalist. Get a nebulizer.
Can you imagine? You work up the courage to steal a bunch of Amazon packages, and you're just like, you're just getting Hanes boxers and
like high heels, like, stuff you can't even use.
Like, gosh, dang it.
Dang it. You get a gator buff. Like, I can't even use this on an airplane. Jeez. At least give me an N95.
Yeah, no kidding.
Something I can use.
Something.
I like the idea of a very COVID conscious thief. Like, he draws the line somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's an Omicron.
Mm-hmm. He like breaks into your house and you sneeze. He's like,
come on.
Serious, come on. I mean,
in this climate?
I know I'm trespassing, but
have some respect.
Yeah.
Into the elbow,
we're
please.
We're still both human beings.
Yeah.
I come in here to harm you.
I come in here to take one 75-inch TV.
What we must talk about, have you seen this? Pastor Mike Todd out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, trending on Twitter because for a sermon illustration.
Uh-oh. Already excited about
this. He literally
Google Mike Todd.
Hacked a big loogie on his hand and wiped it all over a guy's face on stage.
What?
Which we need to try to track down the guy who... stood there and took this. It's just not only is that just really bizarre, but we're just like in the middle of like a COVID spike, and he's like slapping it all over his face. It's like, is this how it spreads? How'd you get Omicron? My pastor spit in my eyeballs. Can it be transmitted that way?
Wait till you hear the context. Like, it doesn't matter.
I mean,
he spit in your eyeballs.
God's vision can be messy sometimes.
Was that actually what it was?
I believe so. That's what I saw.
That's not worth it. It better be something pretty monumental.
Uh-huh.
If you're throwing Omicron in the eyeballs.
This is a pastor who, he's a real hype beast right now. He's got a bunch of followers. He kind of was training one day because he did a sermon illustration where he walked through a pool of water with Balenciaga shoes on. So that was a huge flex.
He's like, look, Jesus walked on water.
Yeah.
I can drip all over him.
Yeah.
What about that?
Jesus spit on a guy's eyes and healed him. That's not what I'm saying I'm doing.
But it looks the same.
But I'll spit on somebody. This is guy standing there just taking it, man. I mean, and it's a good amount of saliva.
Is it?
It is.
I'm just seeing a screenshot. And his hand's really on his face.
Do you see the moisture on the guy's face?
I'm scared to click on the video.
Mike Todd spit.
Oh, dude.
Look at this guy.
Glistening face. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it made me gag.
That is so much more disgusting than I thought it was going to be. The video of that, dude. How did he get that much? I kind of don't want to back it up.
Look. Look at the Luke coming out.
Dude, the video is actually disgusting.
The video? Okay.
Yeah, you got to find the video. I cannot believe that that much, like, snot is...
We've got to...
Oh, my gosh. I kind of want to watch it, kind of don't. That's so interesting.
We've got to watch this.
But you hit...
Oh. Look at the crowd reacting.
And this...
Those are the TikTok noise, like... Oh, you need to leave. You know. What? I mean, listen to him.
And you don't see it clearly.
Hold on.
Changing something and you don't see it clearly yet. But you hit.
Oh, what?
For whoever does a loogie that way, anyway.
He had to burp mid.
Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. People are just utterly gasping. They're not like, yes, preach on it.
Amen.
Like, ah.
Yeah, they were into it until that.
Look at this man standing there. What did this guy do?
He's like,
he tied the lease.
Pastor Mike, you said baptism. This is not the same thing.
Welcome to God's kingdom, son. Just stand up here with me. I'll be with you in 1 second.
And this is where...
Look at him. This guy's like praying. He's starting to get scared.
He's squirming around a little bit. He's like, here it comes.
Oh, here
most
it comes.
People.
He's like, hope it's not as bad as the rehearsals.
Yeah, he's like, we doing 2 sermons today? We got 2 services?
How many of these?
I got to do this again.
Face Jesus anymore.
He's letting the hat. He's like, maybe the
what
hat will get
away. What most people would do is turn away.
Oh, he's squirming, dude. Oh, gosh. Stop, Pastor Mike. Oh. I don't know why this is grossing me out so much. I'm normally not. Oh, I think it's the church setting.
Wait, that one has. That's some phlegm in it. Yeah. This guy is recovering from overdose.
You guys have got to get on YouTube if you're not watching this right now. He's hungry.
Feed it to him, Pastor.
Feed it. Put it in his mouth. You. Baby bird him.
Baby bird him, Pastor. Baby bird him that spirit, Pastor. Baby bird him that spirit.
Baby bird him that spirit. Amen.
It's just as he's physically standing here.
There's no way he does more spit, right?
In a point just like that, receiving vision from God might get nasty. You mean...
I told you that's the point.
God, I just bought, in crazy faith, I just bought my dream car. Hmm? And now you're going to ask me to sell it back?
We've all been there.
In the hoopty again?
In the hoopty?
Yeah, because the vision I'm about to give you.
Here it comes. He's like,
people worried about their cars? It's like, what about, there's like medical bills and our mortgage. I don't.
He's like, no, guys, you're not getting it. Like some when you just bought your dream car.
Some of y'all, I could tell God told you to not buy a nice car because y'all rolled up in some junky rides.
God must have told you to sell
I'm
your
spit
dream.
On those on the way out of here.
No. Like that's the metaphor he chooses. Is like sometimes God's gonna ask you to do things.
Nasty.
Oh, he's like rubbing it into a paste. There it is. Ew. Oh, look at it fall off. Look at it. It's like stuck in
dude,
his beard.
Actually...
And do you?
Oh,
do
the
you
way
hear
it drips
and
down.
See the responses.
Listen
of
to the crowd. Listen to the crowd.
What I'm telling you is how you just reacted. Is how the people in your life will react when God is doing what it takes. For the miracle, what are you saying?
Oh, what are you
this
saying?
This man was blind. And what he was trying to do with this man is give him his DNA.
Wow. Come on. Yeah. So this man was blind and he couldn't, he's got to sell back his dream car because he shouldn't be driving because he's blind.
Yeah.
Right, guys? You guys all been there?
People are going to, if you're really living it out, people are going to be wondering. They're going to walk past and be like,
man,
hey, what's different about you?
They should
as
react.
As a Christian, I want to, they should react the way you're reacting right now.
Think about that, guys. The way that you kind of have something nauseous creeping up your esophagus and it feels like you're about to throw up any second. That's what non-believers should think about you.
There's something different about you. I want to learn more about you.
You guys feel that? That's how it should be all the time. Live your life in a way that makes other people want to go to the restroom.
It could get nasty. Baby birdum. Baby bird your friends
because they're blind and sell your dream car. He wants your DNA.
Let's wrap it up. Thank you. Yeah, that, I can't believe you didn't see that.
I had no idea that existed.
Man, that was a good story. But, you know, pretty a nice tactic to go viral. When are we going to start entering into that realm of, like, what can we do that'll just make people so upset with us that we'll go viral? Maybe there's a, it's like baby birding your friends, be like, and it's just 3 minutes of me spitting on your forehead. That would get some views.
Yeah, I think we need something that's kind of anti-COVID, because that seems to really get people fired up.
Mm.
Just like, I don't know.
That's the funniest part. It's in the middle of just a pandemic of like people are like, let's, you know, just wash your hands and, you know, maybe don't drink after someone. It's like, what if I hack a loogie in their mouth?
What if I rub it?
Probably transmitted if you had it.
I'll see what the CDC says, but I don't.
To be fair, CDC is not. I haven't read anything about loogies.
Not a single press conference about loogies.
Rubbing loogies on people's face. I will
say, loophole.
So that's why I've continued doing it.
Yeah.
Because I've yet to see the CDC comment on it.
That is. Yeah, I can't imagine. Maybe he doesn't really know what going viral means. He's like, oh, like a viral disease.
Oh.
Like something that is his entire body. Pink eye.
We're struggling to contain this virus, but we know how it spreads, right?
Yeah.
Let me just spit on Ronald's face. And we'll make this thing go viral, no problem.
Nah, there. Viral.
Mm-hmm. A viral hit on our hands.
Wait, what do you mean YouTube viral? What does that mean? Oh, we did it? So, we'll go viral one way or the other.
I don't know if there's been any statement from their side yet.
I think he put out a video. Oh, where did it go? Like on Twitter. He like did like a selfie video and said it was disgusting what he did. Even though that guy was blind.
Oh, he did 1 hour ago.
Oh, 1 hour.
It's a talking to camera video that says, it's never my intention to distract others from God's word. Comments turned off. I apologize for my example being too extreme and disgusting. Sorry, I didn't know that would gross anyone out. So. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to see more replies on Twitter. I'm sure some people. Oh, this girl says, we understood, Pastor. I got your back.
Okay.
She loves it. Italia. A lot of people come to his defense. The other woman, great example of practicing what you preach. Mike Todd stays preaching accountability.
I love the idea of someone like, big thing in the church world is like, invite your friends to church. You know, those people are not, maybe it'll be a good place of community for them. Introduce them.
Our pastor's to God's pretty cool. People. He's relatable.
Hey, listen, we're so glad you came with us this weekend. By the way, we do have brunch after this. We're very excited, but you'll love this. Pastor has a great energy. You'll love this.
He wears Balenciagas.
And they're sitting back, and he's going, and they're like, just try. He does some illustrations. Sometimes. It's fine. It's fine. Starts smearing on his face. Just like
once he starts rubbing it into his hand, it's like, okay, he never goes this far.
He doesn't usually do this, but the music was good, right? And
look how many followers he has on Instagram. That's pretty cool, huh?
I love bringing your friends. Like, so do you want to come back next week? And I'm like, I don't know. He probably won't do that again.
Yeah. Or right after that, like, whole sermon. He's like, so anyway. Yeah.
Don't really have an appetite for brunch anymore.
Yeah. Let's do communion, guys. It's like, I don't know. Who's giving it out? Are you going to be up there?
Yeah. So he finishes the sermon, and then he grabs the big hunk of bread, and he's like, so come up here and grab communion. You're like,
so if you want to take this, can I get it from like a deacon?
I'm going to go ahead and baby bird you the communion as well. So.
I'm going to pre-chew it for you guys just so it goes down easier. You know, we got a lot of elderly people here. Mm-hmm. Fake teeth. Twitter, a lot of people come to his defense.
I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. It looked
consensual.
It was just so weird, man.
Just deeply weird.
It'd be fun to have gone to that in live.
Amen.
Person.
Do it again. Bring somebody else up. I didn't get it the first time.
Preach.
Do it on me.
Do it on me.
We're like, Pastor Mike, where'd you learn that? He's like, I had this Lyft driver in Salt Lake City.
He showed me some things. Wouldn't take no for an answer. So that was my fun must break down video of the week there. Really enjoyed it.
Oh, that is great.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Todd.
What'd you do when you got home though? Just been chilling, man.
What did I do? Yeah, I had a busy day. I had to record another podcast as soon as we landed yesterday. Then went straight to my pickleball league. I'm back. Now it's winter time. I can't play golf anymore. So I'm back in the pickleball realm. And then went straight from there to my friend's house to watch the Chiefs game. So kind of just one thing after another since we've been back. Now we're potting again today. So good Chiefs win. You're going to the game next week. That's exciting.
I am.
Or this week, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, this week. I'm very excited. I'm glad to get a game. I always get one game in a year. I've never. It's always usually playoff. It's fun.
That is fun.
Not sure if I'd squeeze it in, but I am. Hoping for good weather. Katie's out of town. Everyone's happy. She's like, I'm glad I won't be there for that. She doesn't.
Where's Katie going?
She's going down to his church to check it out.
No. Going down to Tulsa. See Pastor Mike.
Excuse me. She's going with a little trip with friends. She's her 30th.
What's going on?
Her trip with friends. 30th birthday is coming up.
Oh, so Kathleen.
Kind of a wild time. She, I don't know. What should I get her, man?
A walker. Orthopedic nice. Shoes. Cool. What should you get her? Something. You should get her like some fun spit thing to do. While...
Bless her.
I think the best thing you can give her is a metaphor for Jesus saves.
I'm just looking at her eyes. I'm like, you know how much I love you, babe. Welcome to your 30s.
Hey, marriage isn't always pretty.
And it's not all, you know.
Sometimes it can get
it's been fun.
Nasty.
Sometimes it can get ugly. We've been through some good times. And guess what? Things are going to go bad sometimes, too. Like, why are you spitting in your hand right now? I'm just sloshing it. Babe, hold on.
Babe, 30's always a memorable birthday.
You've done so well. I'm so proud of what you accomplished in your 20s. Although I've only known you a few years, I know you've... I just want to bless you in this way. I love beautiful metaphors.
Get that. It's kind of hardened up on me. Sorry, I got to kind of loosen it up again. Do you have a warm spoon?
I just got caught. I got cotton mouth from the flight. Could you spit in my hand? Just trust me.
You want to have some Gatorade?
Jake, spit in my hand. Yeah, you'll be there. And so, welcome to your 30s. What are you doing?
No, just let me Rafiki you real quick. Stand still.
It's the circle of life.
Sit still. It's your birthday present.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, you could do that. That or some, like, fun thing for her to do while we're on the road or something. Like a thoughtful gift. Like, hey... This is like a fun like tour bus accessory or something.
Ooh, I could get her like a fun
like a way to.
I could get her like a fun outfit for her to come sit in the golf cart while we play 18.
Something like that. Yeah, that'd be
thoughtful, right?
Yeah.
So she could look kind of cute on the course.
Mm-hmm.
She would love that. Okay,
that's fun.
This is good. This is good.
Y'all don't sunscreen tell Katie. For her.
Sunscreen
while we're playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
A Bluetooth speaker for her to listen to music while we're playing golf.
Got it. Okay, this is all good. Maybe like a headphones that she could wear and listen to music while she sits there and watches us play basketball at a gym to kill time.
That would be fun.
I could like make her a lunch. She could eat like a salad when you and I go to like eat a Chili's.
Yeah. To shoot content.
Yeah.
Maybe get her like a new computer. With kind of some child locks on it, the only program she can access is a video editing one to kind of help us out as we get kind of behind. We're traveling. We shoot some videos. Katie, can you edit this for us? Get her like an editing suite.
I'm liking this.
For my editing sweetie.
This is good. Yeah. My editing sweetie. Happy birthday. If you can give these to me by the end of the week.
If we get these by the end of day Thursday.
So proud of you.
DraftKings needs them.
Yeah. Oh. I know, big 30 coming up. You're 30, man. You've been thriving.
I am definitely 30. It's true. It's fine. People don't really ask you how old you are.
Did it hit you? You were like, wow, or just didn't bother.
It was more the leading up to it of like, I guess I really am going to be 30 and there's nothing I can do about it. But once it happened, it was like, yeah, it's fine. I feel mature enough to be 30, except for at the time I DoorDash Frosted Flakes this week. But other than that,
$11 box of cereal.
$11.
Worth it?
It kind of was. I mean, I got the most of it. I had like four bowls, so.
Nothing hits like when you kind of get home and look in the pantry, you're like, I forgot we have milk and cereal. That happened to me last night.
Yeah.
It's a great, great little surprise.
You know what happened to me last night? I was like, anyone need to stop on my home? They're like, I don't need to. If you don't need to. I was like, nope. I got tricks waiting for me at home. Roommate Isaac, Leonardo DiCaprio's good friend. He said, ooh, I might have eaten all your tricks while you were gone.
I mean, this guy's a total juvenile delinquent. Breaking into people's house, eating people's cereal. That's even worse.
Where does it stop? He's robbing Amazon trains, probably. I don't know what he did this weekend without me.
No kidding. So you came home to no cereal.
Came home to no cereal. And he had a lot of Amazon packages. Size 16 shoes.
Yeah.
He claimed, oh, they screwed up. But I think...
I caught him shipping out women's dresses to people. And Katie one time got a package with... It was like what she ordered with like a other couple random items tossed in it. Made it seem like maybe one of these Amazon trains got busted open and someone was just like, this probably goes with this. And just taped it back up.
Actually?
Yeah.
Just got a few bonus...
Yeah.
Bonus packages.
But that's happening.
That is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Would love a bonus package. I just got... I haven't got to use it yet, but while we were away this week, I got a putting green delivered to my house, and it's in the basement.
Okay, yeah.
So,
how's that?
Look out. I don't know. I haven't used it, but it's there. So whenever I have time, I will be a putting fool.
No.
When Katie's watching in her nice new 30-year-old outfit.
No ski ball yet, huh?
No ski ball yet. Got a lot of DM responses. Like, there are some people who have ski ball in their basement. They sent me a video of that.
They do?
Yeah, yeah. So I got a couple responses. Other people were... what do other people say?
Do they recommend?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think people were like, I think skee-ball is a good idea. Don't let Trey tease you. I'm probably not actually going to get skee-ball, but...
I got myself a VR gaming headset, because you have one.
Yes.
Can we like play together?
Anything you want.
Maybe that's what we start doing. I'm like, Jake, writing session time, and we just virtual us sit down at a table. So what do you think? What should we shoot this week?
Virtual coffee shop.
Like waving at each other.
Every 15 minutes, someone comes up and recognizes you, but not me.
You just see our my
wow,
avatar.
This is lifelike.
You see my avatar across from you, just start going. Like, dude, stop! Yeah, are you about to virtual spit in my face,
dude? Stop! Stop!
Yeah, I'm excited to play with it. The virtual thing. Like I said, we were talking about this. A lot of disaster. Oh, my computer's about to die. I need to plug it in.
Oh, all good. Boy.
A lot of disaster videos where. I did plug it in.
You kind of lose where you're at.
Yeah, lose where you're at. Has that happened to anyone? Because it seems like you have a lot of empty space right now. I'm worried I'm going to just slam into a hole into the wall or something. Will I be good?
The only thing, so before you start playing, you kind of draw a boundary with your hand of like what is around you, and it shouldn't really let you go beyond that. You got to really be out of it to the wall. The one thing that really messed with me is I downloaded, it's a pretty realistic rock climbing game.
Okay.
So you're like, you know, you go through the tutorial, then you're rock climbing, you're like off this cliff in Australia, and it's decently realistic. Dude, when you miss your grip and you fall, I do not like how it feels. It feels like Pastor Mike is hawking something up nearby. Yeah. It's like, whew, I'd like take the headset off and walk around for a little bit. It's like, I feel like I actually fell.
Have you done any like tightrope, like edge of building stuff? Because that's what I see people eat is like, you see them, they're virtually on the edge of a skyscraper.
And that would
like, they're like,
too.
jump off. And they kind of like barely jump in real life and just like hit the deck.
I should look into that if I could somehow join the VR circus. Like what openings do you guys have? I can do lion taming, tightrope. I haven't done that. The falling while rock climbing was pretty terrifying, but otherwise it's pretty fun. Dude, boxing, I come out of boxing just drenched in sweat. It's a very good workout because you're not hitting it. It takes more energy to like shadow box than like, you know, right. Like actually hit something. So I mean, you're throwing full on swings, hitting nothing but air. You're exhausted.
Have you done
afterwards.
Wii boxing?
No, didn't have a Wii growing up.
You never played Wii before?
No, we were Xbox Kinect family.
You played my Wii?
I've played Wii before, but I don't think I've done Wii boxing.
So is this way better than Wii?
Yeah, I mean, you get to use both arms. You feel like you're really, like, ducking and, like, blocking punches.
Is it only video games, or do you, like, can you, like, watch movies on it?
Yeah, there's, like, YouTube VR, NFL VR. I don't know if you would necessarily want to.
So, like, read articles, like, with just, like, really intensely?
Actually, I just thought about, what if NFL Red Zone was on there? And then you just look around, like, that would be sweet. Like, it's a 360 view of every NFL game going on. You just look around, whatever you want to see.
That'd
be amazing.
It's still just watching a screen, but it just seems way lamer. Instead of, like, sitting on the couch and watching a TV across the room, you just walk in and I'm just laying there.
Your head's kind of tilted up.
Just laying there motionless. What are you doing? Watching the game.
What do you need?
What do you need?
Yeah, it is, like, more sad. Like, I don't want really people to be home while I'm doing it for some reason. Even though it's, like, it's a really fun, like, it's a fitness video game. It's great, but it's, like, I'm going to wait till Isaac leaves.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to play Beat Saber in the basement.
Okay, I'm excited. But you got putting green. And what other toys are you putting down there?
What else do I have planned? I don't know. I mean, there's still like actual furniture down there, so that's taking up some space, but I don't know what's next. I don't think I have anything bought right now, but putting green in VR, those take up a decent amount of space, so.
Got it.
I also thought about putting in a wet bar, because there's like a, there's.
Like, is that easy? I don't feel like that's easy to put in.
And by say, when I say put in, I would do zero of the work. I would say, over there, boys.
Okay. I was like, but, we're talking about just laying down a putting green. You're like, also, I might build a kitchen down there.
There's already like heat and propane hookups and like water hookups. So it wouldn't be, I wouldn't have to like, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense to me how that would work.
Yeah. Also, keep in mind, I'm never going to actually do this. So just, it's something that, it's fun to talk about. Yeah, I'm thinking about putting in a wet bar in the basement.
You do dry bar, Utah style.
Yeah. Yeah. Not
just a bar.
Just a bar.
Open the fridge. There's nothing in there.
It kind of has the bar feel, though.
Yeah.
Because it's cold.
Dude, I remember... I want to give a shout out. We had what I think... I know you were kind of iffy on it. Was the funniest podcast gift from Erecti yet. Where Jake went out to talk to fans in Utah. And they gave us... If you remember that random bit where we said we should release merch that says, hit her.
Because of the Caller Daddy podcast merch.
You're like quick to qualify.
Yeah.
It's like the,
we need to.
The Barstool merch that says degrade me or whatever. We were joking like, should we just make very disrespectful merch? It says like, hit her, which y'all thought was funny. And someone made a hat for us that says hit her on it.
Yeah, they handed it to me in public. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Like hiding it. I got it. I thought it was so funny. Katie was like, you need to throw that away immediately. I'm like, a fan made it? It's a nice quality hat.
It is a very high quality
hat. So I wore it to the supermarket this morning. And
people didn't think it was as funny as you guys did.
People were really aggressive coming up to me. And I just spit in their face and blessed them.
As you were.
You know, yeah. That seemed to... That killed me. I had my very first like big cardboard cutouts of my face at my show.
Yeah, that was cool.
I walked out and saw them. And they made like a cardboard cutout of the Maddox face.
Yes.
And then they made a cardboard cutout of the young girl who was a fan of Maddox. She was 9 years old and they gifted me that. Which was sweet. You know, it was this little girl who was a big fan. But then I was also like, I probably shouldn't carry this 4x3 foot head of a 9-year-old girl through TSA tomorrow.
You're like, no, it's like this character I play online.
No. Yeah. Let me explain. So I play this. Let me explain. I play a 13-year-old boy on the internet, and that's who she...
I've developed a little bit of a following.
Yeah. And that
people
so
notice
she,
me.
She likes that. His name's Maddox, and she likes that person.
That version of me.
So could I run this through the... Should I carry this through the checkpoint or hand it to you?
Will security pick this up or should we just run it through the system? I don't care either way.
Yeah, you know. Does that make sense? Oh, the hit her hat? That's an unrelated... That's a different segment of the content. So, do I need to take that off for security or...
The hat is...
Why do I need to go with you?
Yeah. The hat is from Caller Daddy. Look, sir, I don't need to know what the 9-year-old calls you. No. These are separate things. Separate bits.
You're not getting it. It's really not that complicated. I have the best fans.
Just ask the recties. They'll tell you, sir, please step aside.
Come with me. No. Who's this? This is Jake. He helps with all videos. Why does he have a bluegill over his face? You know what? I've got a plan to
catch. Enough with the questions. All right?
He's crying and he has boogers coming out of his face.
Oh my gosh. Who is this? Yeah. Your wife? Yes, she's the one whose clothes I wear in the videos.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. That's
Sir,
enough.
We have heard enough.
That's so funny. Going through TSA as an influencer, just trying to explain what you do. No, the cardigan, it's for this online character I play. People love it.
Yeah.
He's the guy who films it. This guy behind me.
Yeah. He films it. Okay.
Your wife might like it.
Yeah, your mom probably likes it. That was great. We had a DJ, if you came out and saw the shows.
Yeah.
Trey's
friend from college.
DJ Travis, man.
He
killed it.
He's awesome.
It's a fun new element.
I really like Travis.
Whole crew killed it. Lucas Allen, tour manager Tom, was doing his thing, wearing sandals in 20 degrees.
He'd love the windows down.
Yeah, he would.
He'd throw his foot out the window.
Yeah, so roll this down more.
Recline this, baby. Travis's first time announcing me, because usually it's Alan. I didn't realize, but you know, Travis goes out there after Lucas got done, and his computer had locked up on him. Mm. And so in a matter of 5 seconds, he's got to introduce me, type in his password, and like play me an intro song. And I didn't realize all this. I didn't realize he was going through this. And so obviously that's kind of a stressful environment. And so the way he introduced me was just like, so just like, give it... give it up for Jake. He's excited to be here. And I was like, hey, only note from last night. Could I just get like a little bit more like energy or whatever? He's like, dude, totally. I was sweating up there. I was like, oh my, I didn't know any of that. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. And he's been great. Yeah.
We forget.
Changed the computer settings. Yeah.
I've done quite a few shows. Yeah. He showed up. He's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, just do your thing.
You know, when you DJ comedy shows, just go up there and kill it.
It makes sense, right?
He is doing a really good job, though. It's fun to have him. Oh, we also got to talk about, there's been some celebrity sightings on the tour.
We've added to the list.
We're talking.
If you remember, Rectees, we've had the voice of the General Car Insurance in the house. Bachelorette season 2 came to the house once. We had the wife of the Buffalo Bills coach.
Who, Chiefs play the Bills this week. I'm going to hit her up.
Who do we have this time?
And then this week, so Trey and Katie had already taken their Uber to the hotel. It's me, Lucas, and Tom together. This car pulls up behind us out of nowhere. And instantly, 7 people have hopped out of the vehicle. I mean, all at once. It was kind of terrifying. And this guy very confidently walks right up to me. He's like, yo, is Trey still with you guys? And I'm like, oh, no, he's not. Were you guys at the show? He's like, yeah, we had VIP tickets. And we got there late, so we didn't get to talk to Trey. I'm like, oh, man, so sorry. And sorry he's not with us. I'm like, it's all good. I just wanted to tell Trey. And at this point, I kind of feel like I know where it's going. Couldn't have been more wrong. He goes, I just wanted to tell Trey, I love the bit about granny shotting basketballs because my dad is Rick Barry. Any basketball fan would know Rick Barry, like NBA All-Star, Hall of Famer.
All-time great.
Was known. He has the highest free throw percentage of all time, and he shot granny style. Yep. He has a son who like played for Florida. This is like a few years ago. Was still shooting granny style. I mean, had to just be the laughingstock of the NCAA basketball.
Yeah. I think that's a fun spot for us to be in. People are like, do you think one day you would like meet Kevin Hart? I'm like, well, his cousin might come to a show, you know. I'm celebrity adjacent.
Yes.
Is where we should get some love.
Yeah. So it's really
Rick
awesome.
Rick Barry's son. So.
Big fan.
How about that?
You talked about granny style, and then the king of it was in the house.
Yep.
His name was Scooter.
Man, there was a lot of, I feel like Nashville and then Salt Lake there. I was getting a lot of love from some blogger influencer girls, though. When I tell you, a lot of, because Instagram, your DMs can be sorted by like following count or whatever.
Ooh.
Get a lot of love from some mom bloggers, dude. So shout out to them.
Actually, I did notice that while we were in Utah.
Because I think they have so many followers because, I mean, they have like 1,200 children.
It's a 10 and under following, which is all the recent children that them and all their friends have had. Yeah. I noticed
like
some
family tree follows them, like 23,000 people.
Yeah. 23andMe is like, look, let's just look at your Instagram.
I gotta say though, I gotta shout out the Mormon people because I mean they've got a system cooking, man. Everyone we talked to had 5, 6, 7, 8 kids, and all these people, sharp looking people, good looking people, very kind.
Mm-hmm.
They all sounded like they have nice jobs, nice families.
They seem like they understand that sometimes God vision can be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
They get it.
They get it.
Yeah,
they get it.
Yes.
And
they've had.
They're like, we're like everyone in Utah is Mormon and they're nice and have good jobs. They're making so many replicas of themselves.
No wonder.
Why would I not want
more of this?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
It's a nice system.
They're the people you can just look at. You could tell that they've had some liquid on their face that's obviously not caffeinated, not coffee or tea.
Right. They look very, they do look spry. No caffeine, no alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Those things aren't great for you.
Just loogie. That's it. Bishop Mike Todd. Mm-hmm. He's there. But anyway, yeah, Rick Barry, he was in the house.
They just have their families, they have kids, just little they have extra, like their scriptures. Zingo. Love it. Boom, boom. No,
that was good.
I do love, I'm sure they've all heard the same jokes, and of course we all kind of made them, but they don't get old.
It was funny, like beforehand, we all kind of game planned, like, I don't think any of us are really going to do the Mormon jokes. Like, they probably hear those all the time. I get up there 30 seconds in, I hit them with two right off the bat. Couldn't help it. Well, I asked the guy in the front row, I was like, are you like LDS? He's like, no, I'm not. I was like, oh, that's okay. You know, I wouldn't want to assume just because you're in Utah. I know you're not all Mormon, just like you're not all vaccinated.
No, nice.
And they loved it. They're like, yeah, we aren't vaccinated. Dadgum right.
One woman we brought, talked to, and she's like, do I have to wear the mask while I'm talking to you? I'm like, you can, like, bring it down. And she took it off and threw it across the venue. And then people started cheering. I'm like okay, this is not a rally. Let's keep it contained.
I forgot about that. That was kind of interesting. She was fired up to be there.
Yeah, we're about to light this place on fire here. Easy, easy. Gotta wear the mask per venue policy.
Trey and I once again found ourselves on stage with a woman who had three kids. Seemed like a safe question to say, what's your husband's name? I'm recently divorced. Was hey, she, that's okay.
That's okay. She had good vibes about it, though. That she actually did, was fun, luckily.
Yeah. There's been other times where they really suck the air.
You're single, fun. But some people are like, divorced, hate the guy.
Took the kids and the loogies. But she was like, recently divorced, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, let's party. Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
Good week. We're headed south this week.
Oh, yeah. Get your tickets.
Yeah.
We're very excited.
Chattanooga, Atlanta, Durham, Charleston.
Going to be some great ones. Yep.
All kinds of what is up, Charleston?
What's up, Charleston?
What's up, Durham? Let me hear it, Durham.
So get your tickets. We'll see you there. And we've got to go. I'm going to go take a cough drop from hacking loogies so much. I think I irritated my throat.
I'm going to take a virtual reality bathroom break. Hope my roommates aren't home.
Later.
Correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.